Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Well, it's the holiday season, and I realize that I post this all year long. However, I'm recording it in November of 2022. And as you know, this is the season for holidays. And recently I saw a list of they were both nationally recognized days and holidays. It was in the thousands, and almost none of them involved the one skill that every person in the world needs in their life. And of course, that's selling. The old saying, everybody is selling something, has never been truer than today. Now, we're going to fix that today. It's long overdue for professional salespeople to have their own dedicated days. This week on LinkedIn, I am releasing 5 designated internationally recognized professional salesperson holidays. That's a lot of things to say, but it's 5 professional salesperson holidays. Now, if you'd like to see Thursday and Friday, then go to LinkedIn and let's connect. My posts are once a week, except this week, there's 5. All are on how to improve your selling skills. So it's not overly posting like many people do. It's just simply once a week, I post a 1,300 to 1,400 word blog post about selling, mostly selling in agribusiness. I started off the week Monday with the International Tear Down the Intercompany Silos Day. That's, again, Tear Down the Intercompany Silos Day. If you're not familiar with this, we all have silos within our company, and there's a struggle for us to communicate. In one large company I worked with, they said if we only knew what we actually knew, we'd be dangerous. Well, it's the holiday season, and we were looking forward to family, feasts, and fun. On International Tear Down the Intercompany Silos Day, salespeople reach out to someone in another department or another product line. Now, if you're in sales, then you celebrate this holiday by visiting or calling someone in production or marketing, tech research, or maybe even accounting. The purpose of that visit is to tear down the silos between you, the salesperson, and them. This is an individual effort. It's not a department effort. This is you talking one-on-one with someone in that other department. Now, we all operate to some extent within our own silos at work. And while today we change that by reaching out to understand and help build relationships. Remember, this is not a conversation on how they can help you sell better. It's all about seeking to understand. Start by asking how you can better help them or their department reach their goals. How can you do a better job of what you do as a salesperson to help them? Ultimately, that's going to come back to helping you. The best part is that this is free. There's no cards to buy, no turkey to cook, no chocolates, flowers, no shopping to do. Just the short time it takes to make a phone call or pay a visit to them in their workspace. You will be amazed at how it improves the relationships in your immediate network. We'll celebrate by picking up the phone or stopping by and making someone's day today. Good luck, and let me know how it goes as you reach out and take that first step in tearing down the silos. Well, then Tuesday, we launched into a very popular one, and that is recognized by salespeople everywhere as Make a Cold Call Day. Wow, that's a scary one. On this day, we do what is feared by most salespeople. They fear this more than asking for the sale, probably more than public speaking. Training, coaching, and speaking with thousands of salespeople over the years, it's the one skill most often requested. To celebrate Make a Cold Call Day, all you need is a few seconds of bravery and courage to turn the steering wheel. Just as you're driving down the highway, just make that turn down the driveway. Trust me, it will go better than you think. How do I know? Well, each time I'm in front of a training workshop, I like to do this. I ask the audience to raise their hand if they ever had a terrible cold calling experience. Not just a no or some mean rejection or from a busy prospect. I want to know how many of them experienced yelling or overly angry responses where someone charged you or assaulted you or threatened you or had anything go so bad that it would hinder you from ever stopping again. Well, guess how many times the group comes up with a horrible experience? And that's right, 0. So I then let them know that in a room of 25 salespeople, and let's just say it's over 250 years of making sales calls by those 25 people, 10 years per person, 250 years of making cold calls, we have 0 terrible experiences. Well, then I like to ask, how many of you had positive or even neutral cold calls where maybe nothing happened or you actually had a positive experience? And of course, the hands go up. My point in all of this is that we fear what most likely will never happen. And every time we let our fear keep us from making the cold call, we miss a chance to open a new relationship in our selling career. Now, to celebrate, I just want you to take 10 to 15 minutes a day and make at least one cold call. Dial them up or drop in and introduce yourself. Remember, you are opening a relationship, not closing a sale. You're not selling anything until you understand their operation. So take that big stress off of yourself and start with an easy two-step intro. Here's the way it goes. Step one, you say something like, "Hey, I'm Bob from XYZ and wanted to just stop a few seconds to introduce myself." Now, the purpose is you sell to customers like them. You are in the industry. They should at least know who you are. It's not that you got to tell them about anything about your products, but if you're a supplier to that type of customer in this industry and you're available with products and services that might help them, you owe it to them to at least tell the person who you are and let them know how to get a hold of you. If you do get a few minutes to ask a few questions, start by asking about their history. Everyone loves to talk about their favorite subject, themselves. Their history of farming and producing livestock, their history of how they got through tough times in the industry. Now you might be able to approach their history with your product line. Not your products, but your product line. Final thought, this will help you a little bit. No one cares about you and your products until you take the time to understand them and their business. If you get these two out of order, then your cold calls will be as cold as it is on this wintry day. Well, on Wednesday, which is our last one I'm going to have on this blog post and podcast, for the rest of them, you'll have to go to connect with me on LinkedIn. Today, we celebrate the internationally recognized Sell More by Listening Day. On this special day each year, professional salespeople the world over will simply shut up and listen. Sorry, that might be a little too harsh. They'll shush up or become quieter and listen more. We are all told that we need to be better listeners. And mostly we're told that by people who remind us how many ears versus mouths we have. Thanks, Captain Obvious, that I got two ears and one mouth. The problem is that these great sage advisors never tell us how. Well, here are five ways to be a better listener on this most wonderful day of the year. Number one, slap your customer. No, obviously I don't mean hit them. I mean stop, listen, ask, and pause. Stop means to stop talking by using any method that works. Short of putting tape over your mouth, use a rubber band on your wrist, a big note on your notebook, you know, whatever it is, sit on your hands, however it is, use whatever it takes to stop talking. Silence will not kill you or your sale. Well, the L stands for listen. Once you stop talking, listen to your customer by focusing all attention and eye contact on them. Quit looking at the field, the crops, the barn full of animals. Just focus on them and all the body language they're giving off. The A stands for ask. Ask better questions. And I'd like for you to reach out to me if this is something you want to work on, because it takes a lot longer than one blog post. And then the P of slap stands for pause. Get better at pausing. After you hear the words and interpret the body language, you can yell to yourself inside your head, pause. Well, that helps me because I need that little reinforcement to say, hey, stop for a second and think. Think about what you just heard and saw from your customer. Well, step two of Sell More by Listening is to take notes. Here's the deal. It shows respect for what they are telling you, and your memory is just not that good, especially if you're as busy as most salespeople are. The third step is to tell your customer you want to improve your listening skills. I always say this to people. I'm not smart enough to lie, so I'm just going to tell you the truth. They appreciate the honesty when I would tell them something like, hey, I'm really trying to improve my listening skills. To improve how effective it might be, imagine you were talking with the salesperson at a business that you frequent a lot. You got this favorite salesperson that sells you cars or whatever it is that they sell you. And they one day they reach out to you and they say, hey, I'm always trying to improve my ability to help customers. One way I'm doing that is to be a better listener. Any advice for me, or do you feel like I listen to you? Imagine a salesperson asking you that. Would you be upset, or would you offer them some great advice? Now, after the person is amazed by your honesty, they will most likely give you some great advice. Here's the key. Make sure you write that down and do it. Well, the fourth step in today's celebration is tell your manager and your peers. So you told your customers and they helped you and gave you some advice. Now tell your manager and your peers. They'll do the same thing. Well, the last step today in how to be a better listener and sell more by listening is to pre-call plan by writing down your critical open-ended questions. Here's the deal. We are all guilty of not listening because we are thinking of the next thing we have to say. In selling situations, most salespeople are struggling to keep the conversation going because they are thinking of the next question or comment to say. It's a busy environment, and I understand that. So good open-ended questions are better prepared in the pre-call planning phase. You are more relaxed and you have time to think. Then write them down so you don't have to remember them. Well, it's a great opportunity to bring to you today these celebration of the professional selling skills days of the week. If you'd like to see the rest of them, as I mentioned, go to LinkedIn and you can click on them. If you share or like those particular posts, I have a additional learning opportunity for how to be a better listener that's taught by the FBI, CIA, and police forces all over the world.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.